call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, it's Amy Wood and I have Jessica Carroll on the phone. She's the mom of the little girl who left her military style doll behind at the Greenville Zoo. And Jessica, do you have any clue how many people have shared the picture of this doll, which has an image of your husband who's in Afghanistan on it? Everyone's been trying to help reconnect you guys.
The last I heard, it was well over 2,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. There have been hundreds and hundreds of shares on everyone's page. Like, you know, our page has been shared thousands of times. Individuals have then shared it thousands more times. I mean, it's just, there's no telling how many people have seen a picture of your child's doll. Tell us what happened. You guys obviously have come through the area. You're not from here, but you've come through the Greenville area, and you took a visit to the zoo.
Yes, my husband's deployed, and we were in North Carolina visiting my family and made a trip to the zoo. And I was tending to my youngest daughter, and my mom took her in the gift shop, and I guess that's when she lost it.
And so the zoo found it, posted this picture on Facebook. It started going viral with people sharing it all over the place, determined to get whatever child in this country was missing their military-style doll, that doll back. And you guys are going to get it soon in the mail, we understand.
Yes, she's going to mail it to me.
And so what did you think when you kind of heard this? I was asking you just before we started recording that did your daughter even miss the doll yet? Has that even come up yet?
She hadn't really noticed yet. I had noticed it was missing, but I didn't say anything to her. So my younger daughter has one too, so I think she kind of thought that one was hers.
And so now you'll be able to make sure she has this doll. The doll does have a picture of your husband, and he is in Afghanistan, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so is he coming home soon?
Yes, very soon, thankfully.
How soon will that be?
Within a couple months.
Oh, that's great. Well, it'll be much better to hug the real thing than the military doll. But in the end result, as you sit back and look at what's happened today with the effort by both the zoo and then the local community, is there anything you want to kind of tell folks in this area?
I was just really pleased with how everyone handled it, sharing it. It means a lot to the kids to have those dolls when they can't have their actual dad. So.
And tell me about the doll. Where did it come from? How did you get it?
RFRG passed them out right before my husband deployed.
So you get them from the military. They kind of give them as a nice little huggable dad while dad is gone.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And how much hugging has gone on with that doll over the deployment?
Oh, a lot. I have a little video of it. She says, oh, my daddy.
Oh, how sweet. And we appreciate you sharing the joy that you guys are going to have when you get that doll back. So what do you want to say to the zoo? Are you glad that they posted the picture?
Yes, very. I thank them, and I'm really glad they took the effort to do that.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're happy for you guys, and little Emily, I know, will be hugging that doll really tight when she sees it soon. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck to your husband. We look forward to your happy reunion as a family.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Was that pretty painless?
That was not too bad. Thank you. I do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.